Science article, in-depth article, showing that Elvis Presley was an informant for the FBI in his day while he was alive before he died. No doubt guilt-ridden, conscience-stricken. He had some sensitivity to blacks. He was in trouble with the establishment of the Memphis community. A complex person. He had a charitable nature, but he was evidently an informant for the FBI because of some outrage against the Beatles and things they had done to him personally. That's dreadful when people react to people on a personal level. Vindictiveness, vendettas, have no place in any person of refinement, certainly not socialist or any humanitarian. The Beatles, of course, were asked to be informed on by Elvis Presley, and others, no doubt, it'll come to light, were informing on them because they had taken very unpopular stands against the war. They were not socialist. The Beatles are not socialist. There's a new craze now amongst some English singers. I don't know their names. Their practice is just to spit at the people and tell them how much they hate them, and they're just sweeping America in popularity with sounds and music noises that are, according to even the Voice of America, dangerous to the ears and damaging to the senses. Barry Goldwater says the Soviet Union should be denied all computers that they need now in trade agreements and wheat because of their treatment of the Zionist dissidents. Goldwater is part Jewish, as you know, and he's an arch-conservative. Recently linked himself with mafia in Arizona. His brother was involved with murder and charged so. People working directly for Goldwater were charged with the murder that blew up a Phoenix, Arizona newspaper man who was getting at the bottom of mafia problems. And all the investigations of the mafia sort of fell through after that. Aircraft carrier, one of the leading U.S. aircraft carriers, and its accompanying nuclear cruisers are going into the Indian Ocean. It shows, said BBC, the get-tough policy of USA, and is probably meant to accompany Mr. Carter going to Bonn, Germany, West Germany, to get some attention on U.S. power. The Soviet Union, in its broadcast, had just two words for it. Crazy recklessness. Crazy recklessness. This seems to be... No, well, I see a bit more news. Ford Motor Company president, who was the father of the Mustang, had been 32 years with Ford, given his life's blood to Ford Motor Company, but see, he wasn't one of the ruling class. He was an executive that did the biddings, a manager that did the biddings of the ruling masters. He was an obedient servant who even came up with the creation of the Mustang, but he's fired, and much is being made about it. Lee Iacocca, I guess it is, Iacocca. The entire board of Ford Motor Company has decided unanimously to fire him and leave him with very few benefits. Sharansky will be sentenced sometime today, as I said. Ginsburg has received 8 years for his activities against the Soviet government. Vance is on his way to meet at the important economic summit conference with Carter in Bonn. Now we'll give you just a little bit of background about Germany so you can understand where this summit meeting that may mean the difference, where the difference in capitalism's future may be decided. Where is Germany on your map? In the heart of North Central Europe. Before the division into East and West in 1945, when Germany was unnaturally carved up, when popularity for communism, socialism was strong, Germany shared borders with Denmark then, Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and the Soviet Union. That's how big it was. How was it created? Originally, I mean Germany, before it was divided into East Germany, which is now a modern socialist state, and West Germany, which is a neo-fascist state that takes pride in saying that it is the true inheritor of Hitler's Third Reich. Any nation that would brag about such shows a fascist mentality. It was created when native tribes wandered largely, native tribes wandering about largely at will between 400 and 800 years A.D. after the death of Jesus, until Charlemagne, C-H-A-R-L-E-M-A-G-N-E. Charlemagne unified several tribes with his own Franks, capital F-R-A-N-K-S. This federation eventually came to be known as the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, the First Reich, R-E-I-C-H. Hitler called his the Last Reich, or the Third Reich. For the next 1,000 years, Germanic peoples were organized in kingdoms and duchies, D-U-C-H-I-E-S, loosely controlled by an emperor, E-M-P-E-R-O-R. Most notably, those from the Habsburg, capital H-A-P-S-B-U-R-G-A, B-U-R-G rather, dynasty. Between 1740 and 1790, the state of Prussia grew phenomenally under King Frederick II. When Napoleon dissolved the Holy Roman Empire in 1806, the two German-speaking states of Prussia and Austria competed, for control of the remaining states under the skillful leadership of its chancellor, Otto von Bismarck, capital B-I-S-M-A-R-C-K. Prussia decisively won the allegiance of member German states when it defeated France in the War of 1870 through 1871. The Second German Reich, R-E-I-C-H, was proclaimed in 1871, with the Germanic competitor state of Austria excluded then from the Union. The Second Reich lasted until 1918, when Germany was defeated badly in World War I in the first real struggle between major capitalist powers. Adolf Hitler founded the Third Reich in 1933, when he took over by force, though he was elected. The establishment just made him popular through the newspapers, the radio, and he was elected by a vast 90% majority. Hitler claiming it, too, would last 1,000 years. But, of course, we know it collapsed in 1945 because Churchill was the Prime Minister of Britain. The U.S. and British capitalists had set up Hitler to take care of the Jews they did not like and the communists in the new first revolution, Marxist revolution, in the Soviet Union in 1917. But Hitler had his own ambitions. That's one of the contradictions that finally destroys capitalism. He wanted more power than they meant for him to have. So that's why the war came about. When Hitler committed suicide on April 30, 1945, the victorious World War II allies occupied Germany according to plans largely determined at the February 1945 conference at Yalta, Y-A-L-T-A, and reaffirmed at the Potsdam, P-O-T-S-D-A-M, meeting the following July. The Federal Republic of Germany, that's West Germany, which is very fascistic, was proclaimed in May 1949. That was USA-controlled territory. West Germany, was proclaimed in May 1949 from the lands occupied by U.S., its allies, France, Britain. Full independence was granted by the Allies in 1955, but economically, of course, it's with the capitalist system. In retaliation to the establishment of West Germany, which they felt was an unnatural state, the Soviet Union allowed its sector of Germany to become independent, to call itself the German Democratic Republic in October 1949. They had hoped, the Soviets had hoped, that there would be integration, a reunification of Germany. 5 years later, in 1954, the Soviet Union issued a proclamation constituting East Germany a sovereign, free republic. East Germany. Size, 41,748 square miles. Much less than beautiful Guyana, which is 83,000 square miles. It's somewhat larger than Ohio, East Germany is. Population, though, much more drastic. 17,900,000. It's fact now over 18 million. And yet half the size of Guyana. It has less than a million population. So Guyana has a great, rich, and bright future for its people. Of the East German nation, the breakdown is 98.5% are German, 1.5% are Sorb, S-O-R-B, 81% are Protestant, mostly Lutheran, 12% are Roman Catholic, 7% are made up of other kinds of religions. Who rules? The Volkskammer, capital V-O-L-K-S-K-A-M-M-E-R, are the People's Chamber, which is unicameral. It has 434 members elected by universal suffrage for 4-year terms. In addition, there are 66 non-voting representatives from East Berlin. The chamber elects the Council of State, the Council of Ministers, the National Defense Council, and the judges of the Supreme Court. The Council of State consists of a chairman, 6 deputy chairmen, 16 members, and a secretary. It has the authority to issue decrees and decisions which have the force of law, and it may interpret laws. The East German Communist Party, known as the Socialist Unity Party, is the ruling party of Germany. And that would be enough explanation, I would think, of the process of government of East Germany. There are a competition for offices, but all people have to have a socialist philosophy, as is, of course, the case in major capitalist countries. They require any person in their government to be capitalistic. West Germany. The size is 96,094 square miles, almost twice the size of East Germany, which is socialist, and has established some trade agreements lately when our Prime Minister went on his world tour and worked out some good trade agreements with the Eastern Bloc. It is then slightly larger than Guyana, which is 83,000 square miles. West Germany is the size of Oregon. The population is 62 million, much larger population. So Guyana has much more opportunities to feed its people if we're all resourceful. That's why we want to do as much as we can with the goal of the Prime Minister, the People's National Congress, to feed and clothe and house all of the people of Guyana. It's a very fertile nation, a rich potential agricultural nation, to be able to be one of the bright spots in the world picture. So West Germany is overcrowded, as most nations of the earth are, 62 million in an area slightly larger than Guyana. Of their population, 98.7% are German, less than 0.5% Italian, and only 0.9% made up of other races and nationalities. There are 2 million foreign workers, primarily from Greece, Turkey, Italy, and Yugoslavia. And there's a great deal of prejudice being demonstrated, according to West German press, against these workers, and demands are being made that they be sent back. Prejudice, unfortunately, is not unique to any nation. 49% of the West Germans are Protestant, whereas 44% are Roman Catholic. Much stronger Catholic representation in West Germany than in East Germany. 6.4% belong to other religions. Who rules? The federal parliament, which is bicameral, consisting of the federal Diet, D-I-E-T, or the Bundestag, capital B-U-N-D-E-S-T-A-G, and the Federal Council, Bundesrat, B-U-N-D-E-S-R-A-T. Members of the Diet are elected for a 4-year term. Members of the Council are deputies of the governments in their respective states, Arlander, capital L-A-N-D-E-R. The office of the President is insignificant compared to that of the Chancellor, who is chosen by members of the majority party in the Federal Diet. The equivalent of the U.S. Supreme Court is broken down into a series of Supreme Courts for different case categories. For constitutional and jurisdictional questions, the court is in Karlsruhe, K-A-R-L-S-R-U-H-E. For labor problems, in Kassel, capital K-A-S-S-E-L. For fiscal monetary matters, in Munich, capital M-U-N-I-C-H, where the great tragedy of Adolf Hitler was born. Who really rules? Since the departure of Konrad Adenauer, capital A-D-E-N-A-U-E-R, the first and continuous chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany from its inception in 1949 to 1963, a coalition of forces has controlled Germany. During the Adenauer period, it was indeed Chancellor Adenauer who ruled. The Germans have always liked strong, personal, authoritarian rulers. That's been one of their dangerous phenomena. And Adenauer was such a man. Since then, the coalition has wielded power. Big business and finance are strong partners in the coalition. Labor unions are relatively weak and undemanding. Agriculture is a larger partner in the coalition than the principle of one man, one vote would call for. But the Germans tolerate this in part because they subconsciously think back to the post-World War II days when there was nothing to eat. A great many Germans are overweight, indicating perhaps that big appetites permit the small agricultural minority to have strong rule in the administration. No other country in the world has harbored such thorough militarism, nor fielded such splendid armies, except perhaps France under Napoleon, nor won such sweeping military campaigns, nor created such genocide that took 7 million people of minorities, socialist opposition under Adolf Hitler. Nor has any other country ever suffered such total defeat. Germany lost both of the world's two global wars, but unlike the majority of her conquerors, it arose each time apparently mightier after defeat than before, reconquering economically the countries which it could not defeat militarily. Germany has a special banking arm of the government which enforces a policy of equalization of burdens. Accordingly, if someone had his house destroyed during the war, he was entitled to credit for rebuilding. Those whose structures were spared had to pay a special tax to establish capital for those who needed to rebuild. The first interstate highway system in the world was the German Autobahn, capital A-U-T-O-B-A-H-N, a 4-lane roadway system started by Hitler in the mid-1930s as a work relief program for the jobless, as long as they were not we of color or Jews. Its ostensible purpose was a public motorized traffic network, but its real purpose was the rapid movement of arms and armies for Germany's military expansionism. The Pennsylvania Turnpike planners studied the Autobahn before introducing the same type of highway system in USA. In 1933, there were 530,000 Jews in Germany. In 1946, the figure stood at only 80,000, of which the great majority have since immigrated, so that there are only 30,000 left in Germany. Most of those live in East Germany, where the East Germans have made certain concessions, economic concessions, and repayments for damages done to Jews under the Hitler administration. Thus ends the commentary of a nation, as we try to study a few nations each week. Of course, putting our own study of our beloved Guyana first and foremost. We like to equip ourselves in the study of geography, history, and what different countries are doing, what their economic system represents, some of the cultural and historical backgrounds. Thus ends the commentary for the noon hour.